Hi folks, I am Alan Watt and this is Cutting Through the Matrix.
Many years ago on the science fiction programs, and that's really where all this phase of predictive programming came from. It was through science fiction books, novels, television series and movies that we were all programmed to the next step, to the next, to the next, without thinking, why are we going in this particular direction? Why not go off in some other direction? Lenin himself said that there's thousands of directions society can take. It's just that the public mustn't be allowed to know that. They must think the one they're born into is the only natural one that could have evolved. And you think back to all the science fiction books, Isaac Asimov, the AA, was put out there through futurist think tanks. They call them futurist societies. That's where all the budding, aspiring wannabes in the fiction world, science fiction world, go and they attend talks. And then the big boys are there to finance them. Because you see, all the major books are financed into being by those who want them to be known to the public. So they pick certain people, give them the data, just like H.G. Wells, and they write the story around it, a human story that's the bait to hook us in, because we love to watch people doing odd little things and having intrigues, and that's the bait of all dramas. And once we've swallowed the bait, we forget all the extraneous stuff that's really built or it's all around it, and that's your programming. Then the actual event will come along, and you think, well, I guess it had to be, that's normal. But it's not. Without the programming, you would never have seen it as such. Constant ongoing programming. And Asimov, of course, was a guy chosen primarily. His specialty was to do with robots and cyborgs. The term cyborg, which also came up in the Star Trek series with the Borg, the original B, the perfect B. Their spaceship was called the Hive. That's what they called it. And their job was to assimilate everybody and every other creature with a higher life form into their system and to become another type of bee, another worker, all connected together through electronics, which might turn a lot of the New Agers on. They might think it's a better form of telepathy, more precise. Only problem is you won't be in charge of your thoughts or your decisions. You'll be hooked to a centralized computer like the Borg. The Queen. And isn't it interesting too that on Universal Soldier, I think it was called, where Van Damme played the soldier, they had implants. I think they had specific eye implants. Even the Bionic Man, not the 3, 4, or 5, but the 6, remember, the $6 million man had bionic eyes. At least one of them was bionic. Then we saw that in the Borg as well, where one will be infrared to make you more efficient at night, a good worker. And they also had these little things sticking out past their face. Well, here they go. As I say, people are addicted to technology. On dramas, suddenly you have these little earbud pieces with the mouthpiece stuck alongside the cheek. Very cool. You see no wires, and that's your new cell phone. And sure enough, they're showing you this in all the dramas. And you walk along the streets, now you see people with them, just like the Borg. They're partway there already. And for such people, it will be more convenient not to have this little thing stuck in front of your face. I've heard people who say, well, it's a natural progression. It'd be fantastic to have all these abilities. But it never dawns on them that the world has always been under control of a few. And they will never give you anything that's there to give you extra power over them. On the contrary, this technology is used to control you 100% of the time, in every sphere and area. because predictability of every individual will bring on their peace, their world peace, their utopia, where those up in charge, those with virtue, the virtuous ones at the top, the small clique of nobility, as they call themselves, no, they have virtue. We're commoners, so we can't have virtue, according to the old noble code. So they'll be able to run the whole world without worrying about what you're doing, what you're up to. How did they keep us happy with bread and circuses, sports, entertainment, that type of thing? And they will have a peaceful world when none of us can think anymore for ourselves.
Alan Watt back with Cutting Through the Matrix and just talking about predictive programming and how those things which fascinate us, the imagination, is used against us by dishing us out certain stories with ideas embedded in them that lead to predictability. So when the real thing comes along, we don't think there's anything odd about it. Now, we saw this with Isaac Asimov, who wrote all the books on robots and iRobot, and I think they made it into a movie eventually, and various other ones on the laws of robots. So here again, the lawyers are going to make a killing when they bring in robots with artificial intelligence. So then they always add to them to layers and layers of lawyers with every new invention that comes along. But Asimov's job was to get us used to the idea that these things will eventually be in the workplace, and we've seen that, of course, through the 60s, 70s, and 80s in the auto factories. And they want to bring them into your homes, etc.
Yeah, and this is a real reality that is striking home right now. Their plan is moving toward literally Arthur C. Clarke's 2010 Space Odyssey. Tell us about how some of this predictive programming, some of the materials that are going back literally half a century or more, are being played out literally in our day right now with actual policies from the International Monetary Fund, the globalization of currencies, the chipping of the populations here in America and over in China, the largest two economies on the planet. Tell how this is all coming together.
Well, this is stuff which they put out in science fiction beginning around the 1930s with Aldous Huxley's Brave New World, where they talked about creating new types of purpose-made ideal design. ID is that's the other meaning of ID. It's an ideal design type of human. And this is in the 1930s. He was talking about genetic engineering, a whole society of worker bees. And then it was followed up in the 50s through the Futurist Society. And all science fiction writers, all the big ones that you hear of, are members of the Futurist Society. The Futurist Society, the top, is composed of members of top think tanks that run the world system. And they give us predictive programming. They choose the authors. They tell them what to write about, and make it exciting for the youngsters. And when you read what's to come, in other words, through science fiction, because it's familiar to you, you think it's a natural progression. It doesn't dawn on you that humankind can go off in a thousand directions. We think we're evolving naturally, step by step, towards this brave new world. That's called predictive programming. Isaac Asimov was one of the big ones who did all the work on the robots of the future and the cyborgs and the interfacing of human and machine. And now we see it, of course, they're talking about marriage partners in the future who will be mechanical, basically, or very much like the movie Artificial Intelligence.
Yeah, I saw that news article yesterday where they're talking about this, with actual scientists talking about marriage, of people marrying robots by 2050. I mean, this is fusion with technology. It's creating a hellish matrix that's literally right out of the movie, and it is very real. They're talking about nanotechnologies to completely re-engineer human lifespan. I know about technologies that are not transhuman. I mean, we're talking about simply improving biology, correcting gene structure problems, correcting the damage and repair of the tissues that can extend human lifespan without changing the very nature of what we are. We're not talking about transhumanism, but the transhumanists literally want to merge with technology and eliminate 90% of the world population.
Yes, and what they're using, too, is to put doubt in your head about certain things, certain norms, as you call them. And there are certain norms in the world that they cannot be changed, or they're destroyed. Everything is destroyed when you change real norms, the fundamental norms. And they've done a darn good job of destroying the family unit, and people now are pretty well isolated from each other. They live on computers and communicate through computers in their little boxes, all separately from each other. They're on cell phones. It's called a cell phone because you're in a cell. You're a good little worker bee separate from the rest.
Isn't that an interesting? And it's interesting these terms are even used to try to make sure they can inculcate your mind, even without you completely acceding to this fact. You've actually been completely inducted into the system, which is why, whether it's energy technology, healthcare, or everything, they can't even see the solution right in front of their eyes, or sometimes it's been discovered and suppressed even centuries ago.
Oh, yes. And even the terms they use, because they do use the obelisk and all the generative symbols for the phallus and so on. And even with the computer, you have the hard drive. It's a hard drive, remember. And you have hardware, software, and you have RAM. It's all phallic symbology, you see.
Uh-huh.
Sexual. Yeah.
From myself, Alan Watt. This good night to me, your God or your gods go with you.